Early last month, environmental activists dressed in black and yellow marched outside Harvard's School of Engineering. They called themselves the Stop Shopping Choir, and this is their current campaign song.
Robo Bee, you can't pollinate me, can't fly in my hive, my bee is alive. Amen, just over and over again.
That's Billy Tallon. He goes by the moniker Reverend Billy, and he leads the Stop Shopping Choir. The group is fighting to end Harvard-based research called the Robo Bee Project. Al Jazeera America journalist Kaylin Ford witnessed their protest. Kaylin told me the Robo Bee Project is funded by the National Science Foundation, and it has some grand ambitions.
It's basically a project to develop a robotic insect, a robotic bee, that takes science inspired by nature. And the scientists believe that it could have a variety of applications, including artificially pollinating crops as soon as 20 years from now, and also search and rescue capabilities as well as military surveillance purposes. And some of those potential uses, I guess, are the focus of some dissent by Reverend Billy and his organization and then other environmental scientists as well.
I'm assuming that they were prompted into at least the agricultural portion of this by the colony collapse disorder, where we're seeing a disappearance of these bees that do pollinate.
So Harvard University says that artificial pollination is at least 20 years away with the robo bees. The robo bees first took flight a couple years ago, but nature is very hard to mimic, and so they haven't been able to obviously make a colony of bees where they can communicate with one another or do a lot of the other things that natural honeybees do. And Harvard has been very clear to stress that this is not to replace the natural honeybee. It would only be used as a stopgap measure for colony collapse disorder. Environmental scientists and some of these activists, including Reverend Billy and his Stop Shopping Choir, seem concerned about the fact that they would even be considered as a stopgap measure. They seem to want much more time and energy devoted to saving the natural honeybee and perhaps banning the neonicotinoid pesticides that seem to have an effect on colony collapse.
I'm speaking with Kaylin Ford, journalist at Al Jazeera America. And how do the folks at the Robo Bee Project respond to the Stop Shopping Choir, Reverend Billy, or other critics of what they're doing?
I can't speak for Harvard University, of course, but I did witness the protest that the activists staged at the School of Engineering and Applied Sciences at Harvard University last month. And I think most of the scientists that came out, they were singing and obviously dressed as bees, dressed in these kind of fantastic, marvelous-looking costumes. So a lot of people, curious students, faculty, staff, came out to watch the protest. And they weren't, you know, received poorly on their part. I think that the activists, because it was sort of a unique kind of protest, did succeed in getting people to listen to them in a way that maybe just holding signs outside of the university probably wouldn't have accomplished. It was very colorful and interesting for the people who were around. Harvard University has said both to me when I reached out to them and then also in other press has said that the Robo Bee is not designed to replace natural honeybees. It is only would only be used as a stopgap measure while the true cause of colony collapse disorder can be figured out and can be dealt with. And they've also said that artificial pollination by Robo Bees is at least 20 years away. There's also a component that has drawn attention from activists, including anti-drone activists and people concerned with privacy, which is that the Robo Bee Project has said that a potential application would be military surveillance. And there's a lot of concern, obviously, in the ethical use of that kind of technology and also how that would affect our privacy, because robot-sized insects with video and audio recording capability, for example, isn't something we necessarily have the laws in place for now. And the ACLU actually issued a report in 2011 that talked about some of these kind of micro-drone technologies and the need for legislation that would protect people's privacies if and when these robotic insects, or in the case of the ACLU report, a nano hummingbird, which has already been developed by DARPA and by Aerovent, were to be used in the United States. And so Harvard University has obviously said that this is not designed to replace bees. They've also said that they're not really in charge of who could be interested in their technology moving forward that this is a research project. But I think activists are concerned about the potential uses, especially the military surveillance uses, of this kind of technology.
Well, just to go back to Reverend Billy and his Stop Shopping choir, it sounds like they were more concerned about the environmental uses than they were particularly about micro drones, or was I missing something there?
When I spoke with them, they were pretty clear that they were concerned about both of those uses, and they were trying to focus really. The protest was very colorful that I observed. You know, they had a big bowl of fruits and legumes, and they had a woman dressed in a, you know, beautiful kind of handmade costume as the queen bee. And they came and presented the fruits that and legumes that are pollinated and nuts that are pollinated by natural honeybees to the scientists at Harvard University in an effort, they said, to urge them to really focus on saving the natural honeybee. But when I spoke with Reverend Billy later on, he did mention the concerns over these military surveillance applications. And again, Harvard has emphasized that this research is not being funded by the Department of Defense, but the lead investigator on the project has previously worked with the Department of Defense, and his work was building a robotic fly, which he completed in 2007. His research has also previously been funded by BAE Systems, which is a major defense contractor. And BAE Systems actually in 2008 signed a $38 million agreement with the U.S. Army Research Laboratory to develop robotic insects for spying purposes.
Kaylin Ford's a journalist with Al Jazeera America. We wanted to check in with some local beekeepers about this RoboBee project. Mark Garrick is president of the Washington State Beekeepers Association, and he's not as worried about RoboBees as Reverend Billy.
I don't think that the project should end. I think whatever they can learn from it is great. I just think the premise of being able to replace pollinators with anything electronic is, it can't be done.
Washington State Beekeeper Association President Mark Garrick on Harvard University's RoboBee project. Al Jazeera America's Kaylin Ford says Harvard researchers don't expect a RoboBee to be ready to pollinate plants anytime soon.